Hello, E here, 大家好。那今天的课程呢是一个比较初级的课程，相对于比如你刚要遇到一个外国人可能会跟他说话，比如说我们常遇到的场景就有两个，一个是一个外国人可能会和你问路，那还有一个呢就是主动的去和外国人说话，可能是在一个商务的场合，也有可能是一个咖啡店，或者就是在马路上，在一个公园上，你旁边坐了一个外国人，这个怎么说话呀？我常常会遇到朋友会问我这样的问题。那今天呢，我们就举了两个对话，两个例子，来让大家把这个看明白。那 OK, so we got two conversations. 第一个呢，就是你在一个咖啡馆遇到了一个外国人，他向你问路。OK, so we'll have a conversation later about this topic. And 第二个就是在一个很商业、商务的场合，你主动的去和一个外国人说话，那你要以什么样的方式去 start a conversation? OK?
So yeah, hi everyone. Today's topic is how to start a conversation with a stranger. We have two pieces of dialogue here. The first is an everyday situation in a coffee shop, and the second is a little bit more business orientated. In both cases, the person starting the conversation is looking for information.From the other.
所以呢，不管是哪种情况，你去跟他对话，要有一些内容的。所以这个内容怎么样去展开就比较重要。那我们下面就会给大家一些 tips.
Yes, a couple of tips. Let's start with tip one.
Being
polite is always important when approaching a stranger for the first time.
非常重要的第一点就是一定要有礼貌。
In a business situation, tip two, this is especially important when you are looking to get more information on a work-related subject. Making the person feel comfortable talking to you will always get you more success.
当然了，第二点特别重要的就是，不管英语会说成什么样子，但是非常重要的是要比较自然。
Tip 3. Showing an understanding of their business usually makes the conversation more free-flowing and open.
第三点就是如果别人在谈你的工作的话，一定要表示你对这个行业的一些了解，哪怕说一点点也可以。
Tip 4. Even praising their product or service will also help the other person feel pleased to take time to talk with you.
如果你想问别人信息，最好你会在其中夸他一下。说一些好的方面。
Tip 5. Do not try to give too much detail or ask too specific a question to begin with, as it will make the other person feel defensive perhaps, or certainly less willing to answer.
这个特别重要，就是千万别说的太详细、太细节，让别人听不懂。不要说的太啰嗦，不要说太多专业的，你自己领域的一些专业术语。
Okay, so let's do conversation one. I'll be the foreigner inside a coffee shop in Beijing.
Okay, 那接下来我们第一个对话就是在北京的一个咖啡馆里。
Okay, hi there. Are you from here in Beijing?
No, I'm not. Why do you ask?
I see. I was looking for some information.
Maybe I can help you. What do you want to know?
Oh, I was hoping to find the nearest metro station.
That's easy.You go left from here to the end of the street, and it's there.
That's great. Thanks so much for your help. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
So you see, here I wanted to know how to get to the metro station.
你是在这里找路。So we started with hi there.
Yeah, I think hi there is a good way to start. It's informal, and yet it's friendly. And it also works if you give them a nice smile too.
一般来说你要刚开始一个对话，你可以跟他说 hello 或者说 hi there hi there 就比 hello 稍稍听上去更自然一些，而且它是一个比较不是很正常不是很 formal 的一个 方式。
So I think using something like hello there, hi there, or hi is okay. I think using sometimes like good morning or good afternoon is a little bit too formal.
对， 就是相比之下，如果你说 Hi there 会随意一些，但如果你要是说 Good morning, Good afternoon, 可能是一个更正常的场合，对吧？一个更正式的场合。
Yeah, simple and polite is always best.
所以第一句呢，就是说，哎，你好，你是来自于北京吗？ And the answer is, I'm not. Why do you ask? Why do you ask? 其实可以被简化成 why, 对吧？
Well, I think, obviously, sometimes a person goes up to you who's a stranger and asks you a question, or says something like that. You don't know what the reason is. So I think it's a good way to say, why are you asking? Because you're waiting for them to give you more information. They have to tell you what they want.
所以你要是想不尴尬，别人跟你说了一句话，你就要说一个 why, 你为什么要问呀？这样的话，你们俩的对话才能够开展下去。想问问他，他是想问你路吗？他是想跟你聊天吗？他是想借东西吗？
But obviously, the guy in question here, the foreigner, I mean, he just wants to know where the nearest metro station is. So he's not trying to make a long conversation. He's trying to keep it simple and polite.So it's just a simple, hi, I'm looking for some information, where's the nearest metro station? Something easy for the foreigner or the local to understand in both ways.
所以他很简单明了的就跟你说，我要想知道一些信息，那你就可以很自然的跟他说， I can help you, 我可以帮助你，然后你想知道什么呢？然后很自然的就去问了， What do you want to know?
So then at least he says where he wants to go, the lady or the girl understands and can give him directions. And it's very simple. Go left from here to the end of the street and there it is. The guy's very happy. He says he appreciates the help. Thank you very much for your help or thanks for your help and have a nice day or bye-bye or, you know, catch you later. Bye-bye.
一般来说一个对话的结尾一般都会说一个 Have a nice day, have a great day, right? You usually use have a great day to end a conversation. That would be very normal.
Yeah, it's more used in America, but it's now catching on everywhere. So have a nice day, you know, or take care, or thanks for the help is enough, or goodbye, or cheerio. That's a nice one. It's a nice friendly way of saying goodbye. Cheerio.
Day.And one last thing that I want to mention is, 这里面说到了 I see, 就是一般来说咱们用中文直译的话都会说 I know, 但是你不说的是 I know, 你说的是 I see, 这一点非常重要，就是哦，我明白了，但是你不要说 I know.
Yeah, I see, I understand, I know, they're all the same thing, yeah.It just depends on how you want to use it in your conversation.
好，那这个就是第一个对话。
Okay, so let's move on to the second conversation.
Okay, this one is going to take place, say, at a restaurant in a conference center.
在一个会议中心的一个饭馆里，一个饭店里。Okay, good afternoon. I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, not at all. Good afternoon to you too.
I saw you were making a super presentation about logistics at the exhibition.
Really? You saw that? Oh, what did you think?
I like it very much. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about this?
Please do. I'd be happy to help.
You're so nice.
Ah, you're welcome. So, obviously, the lady approaches the man and follows the tips. Straight away...Politeness is so important. I am not disturbing you.
非常重要的就是，其实在中国人，我们自己对话也是，如果你要是想跟人家说话，第一句得先说，你好，你现在忙着吗？所以在英语里面就是 I hope I'm not disturbing you. That's a very polite way.
Exactly, especially in a restaurant. I mean, perhaps this man is there eating his meal, andYou know, they want a bit of privacy. They want to have some quiet time. They've been working at the conference. So it's always nice to be as polite as possible.
然后呢他说 not at all, 就是一点也不对吧就是你现在没有打扰我。Okay? 然后他后面又问了他说 I saw you were making a super presentation. 其实这个就是一个方式去问一下关于刚刚已经做的一件事情就是 ask him about something that related to his business, right?
Of course, I think this covers a lot of the points, and that's why we wrote it this way. Because Not only does the person show that they understand the business, as in tip three, but they make the point of praising the product or praising what he's done, like tip four. They're making the man feel very, very happy that this person has paid attention and he's giving him a compliment.
就是你要夸他一下，说一下哦，你刚刚做的这件事情太棒了，然后聊聊他的这个，对吧？
And of course, as she has also mentioned about the subject, logistics, it could be anything, but she has focused on what he has done at the conference, so it makes him more interested in what she has to say.
所以呢，他就说了一个，你看，他说他是做这个物流的，做后勤的 logistics, OK? 那后面他就要问了，说，哦，那我关于这个有几个问题去问，这样的话你们俩就可以继续对话了。其实这个问题可以不长的，主要就是你要跟他进行这个对话。
So of course, then, I mean, the man was very impressed.And he says, really? So you can tell from his tone that he was impressed with what this lady had to say and that he was available to give answers to her questions.
那他可以回答他的问题了。于是他就说一个 Do you mind if, right? Do you mind if I do something? 你介意我做一些什么吗？
Yeah, it's a polite way of asking. It's a polite way of saying, can I?
You know,
can I ask you a few questions is okay, but do you mind is a little bit like, I hope I am not disturbing you. It's a polite way of saying hello or, you know, sitting down with somebody. It's a polite way of saying, do you mind or can I, may I ask you a few questions?
就是一般来说你问一个问题或者是问一个请求的时候，如果前面加一个 do you mind, 你介不介意啊，这样的话就会显得比较自然。As we said, it's in a conference center.
Yes, so, and I think also using mind here is the same as using the word object. You don't object if I ask you a few questions. Although that is not really what you would say. Do you mind is the best.
And the reply is also very polite. Please do.
Yeah, I mean, of course, or...No problem is also what people would say very commonly. But I think please do is a nice polite way to reply to somebody who has also asked you a very polite question.
然后 please do, I would be happy to help. 这一句话就非常有用。不管是别人问你路啊，还是别人想问你问题，你都可以回答一个 please do, I would be happy to help.
Of course, and this has now started the conversation.What happens next is very much up to the lady in question, what questions she has to ask. But this is to show how she has made a perfect introduction and has set up a conversation where she will get the information, hopefully, that she wants.
So in conclusion, you can always praise someone to start a conversation, right?
Yeah, I think you have to be careful. I mean, you can look and see the body language. As I said before, if a man or a lady, if you can see that they're busy with somebody else, it's not good to interrupt them.
看场合, we know this. It has nothing to do with the English.
Well, it's just good business sense as well. Same if they're going to the toilet. Don't try and stop someone and start a conversation when you can see that they're in rather a hurry to use the lavatory.
所以别人忙的时候你就不要过去问了，别人不忙的时候就可以展开这样的对话。 OK, 第一个 in a coffee shop and 第二个 in a conference center, 这些大家都记住了吗？ OK, so 记着我们前面谈到的这几个 tips, 如果你要和一个陌生人展开一段对话，一定要 be polite, 然后
be polite, be confident, and don't be afraid,
and smile a lot.
Smiling helps
Okay, so that's unit one.
Yes, that's unit one. The next time, we will follow on from this and perhaps do about introductions.
那下一期我们要做的是现在我们已经 start a conversation, 我们已经开始了一个对话。那如果想再聊一些 more in details, 更细节的一些东西应该怎么去聊呢? How to...Have a further conversation.
Yes, how to have a further conversation, how to keep a conversation interesting, And also, maybe another unit or the same unit we can look at saying how to end a conversation at the right time.
非常重要的就是一定要展开对话的时候一定要说得很有趣，不要说你能不能教我英语之类的啊。好 OK, so that's it. Bye bye.
Bye bye for today.